This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Coffee-fueled story.
Hello, hello, hello. It's me, Coffee Fitness Unicorn, your pocket DJ. And you're listening to Coffee Chats Podcast, a show where storytelling and coffee hang out. Can you believe it? I'm back. I know I've been gone for a while, and I'm just so happy to actually be behind the microphone again because I have a lot of exciting things to share with you. This is so cool. So, number one, thank you for coming back and tuning in and listening. I know I've been gone for a couple months, and the reason for that is, actually, let me go back. So, this week's episode comes with a lot of good news. So, first piece of good news, I'm back after a 2.5 month break. And I've got shows, regularly scheduled shows are coming back every Friday. I will be releasing episodes. I've got 3 guests in the queue lined up, and I'll talk about them. I'm excited to share them as well. But this week is about coming back and sharing good news. So, first bit of good news, the podcast is back. Regularly scheduled shows will be coming and being released on Fridays, as usual. The second bit of good news is the book launch has happened. Everything phase one is done. So that is, I'm so happy to be sharing that. I'm so happy to be talking about that. It took a little bit more time than I had anticipated. I thought I would take the whole month of May and it would just be not a big deal, like 1 month. Oh, I could do it. You know, the book is done. I've been sitting on it for 3 years and you shouldn't have any issues with it. Well, I was very, very, very wrong about that. And I've learned every lesson possible, and for that I'm grateful. And I'm happy to have the book done. The ebook and the printed book are up on Amazon. They've been on Amazon since May. I am working on getting it into Barnes & Noble as well. Again, the formatting issue has been taking up, it's been causing a lot of issues, and I'll get into that. But the last piece of good news for this episode that I want to share is the podcast won the Positive Change Award in the Society and Culture category from Speak Up Talk Radio. And this, you have no idea. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. But the winning this award really helped to consolidate, confirm, reinvigorate all types of adjectives and verbs that made me want to get behind the mic again. I was having a couple of issues, and I will address this and next week's episode. So before I share the 3 guests that I have actually in the queue, I actually talked with these guests back in April and early May. I really want to share them, and I really want to tell you about them, and their stories are great stories. But what happened was, there's a couple different ways I can look at this. The podcast started out as just a fun thing for me to do, to share stories, to try to connect with others. I wanted to be a DJ, you know, as a teenager, and my mom just wasn't having it, and she said, you know, you need to get a real job. And so I did. I went into the military. I had a great military career. I traveled the world. I saw places. I lived overseas, and I had amazing experiences. So the military was one of the best things I could have ever done for myself at that time. Then I got into corporate with my military experience, and I had a great career. I loved what I was doing, and the company I worked for, I loved them, and they loved me. But because I didn't have a formal degree, I only had military education, they wouldn't promote me. And so I said, well, I'd love to go back to school if you guys would love to pay for it. You know, I'm down. And so they said, sure, you know, we've got reimbursement for, you know, going back to school, totally. So I was working full-time, going to school full-time, and I loved it. I wasn't burned out. I was having a great time with it. I was in my 30s, so, you know, sleep and food and lots of work. I was all down for it. But the issue was, I knew it would take me 20 years to get my master's degree at that point if I kept going in that direction. So I decided to stop working full-time and move back home with my family. And, you know, I was okay with that. I struggled with it a bit, but it all worked out. And hard work and doing a lot of work was something that I just, it's hardwired in me, and I grew up with a very hardworking, you know, strong work ethic family and background. Like, it's in my genes. It's like, going into the Air Force was actually easy because I had already folded my socks and underwear and t-shirts in my drawers. Like, it was very easy for me. I didn't throw things in the closet. I didn't have to pick clothes up off the floor. So what I'm trying to say is, like, work ethic is not something that I struggle with. I have no issue with my work ethic. I will work my ass off, I'll be happy to do it, you know, as long as there's some sort of reward or positive outcome for all of that hard work. You know, whether it be for myself, if I see, you know, something good coming out of it, and it will continue to inspire me to keep working. So that's just hardwired. I'm just, that is me. That is who I am as a person. So that's why I think, you know, part unicorn, because a lot of people, you know, they need to be incentivized. They have a financial, they want financial gain, or they want financial success. And for me, I'm just happy to work because it makes me feel like I'm doing something, and I'm happy to do it. And if I can make someone else feel good doing something that just kind of naturally comes to me, then that's the benefit from it. So, like I said, I had, you know, the podcast, working my butt off for the podcast, having, you know, great feedback regarding the podcast, that was great. And then same thing, I was like, okay, now I'm going to, you know, do the book launch. I'm going to work my butt off. I'm going to, you know, release this out into the world, my little book baby that I had been sitting on, you know, afraid to share myself with others, and, you know, for fear that my story will not resonate with other people. So constantly putting myself out there with the podcast, with the blogs, and then with the book. So these are all things that just kind of I worked towards, and I had to figure out how to get comfortable in that vulnerability. And, you know, was this a good fit for me? Am I making a positive impact? Am I helping others? Am I doing something valuable? Am I providing something that is beneficial for others? And, you know, these were the questions that I had to ask myself. You know, when I just started doing the podcast, it was just, I was trying to heal, and I was trying to find a new voice, so to speak. And it was something that I wasn't sure if it was a good fit for me, because I wasn't sure if I should be sharing these stories. And then I started talking with guests, and the guests started sharing their stories, and then we started having these amazing connections. And the feedback from you know, the guess was very positive. So I was like, okay, I think I am doing something right. I think I'm going in the right direction. So it was very unintentional. I did not plan on stepping away from the podcast for as long as I did. That's why I didn't post anything about it. This is my naivete. I thought, okay, in 2 weeks, I'll launch my book and focus on the book, and I'll be able to talk about that on the podcast. So I literally thought I would have a two-week break. I'm not lying, 2 weeks. I was like, in 2 weeks, because I'm like, I work my ass off, I can do these things. So it wasn't like a hard goal that I had set for myself of 2 weeks. It was more of a soft goal, and I was like, I think I can do this. I very much was wrong. So I am humbled by this experience, and I've learned from this experience. And that's why I didn't put anything out there saying, please stand by, the podcast is on hold for the next 2 weeks. Because I figured that would be two Fridays. I would just do like that little thing that they used to show on the TV when the network was off air. And I thought, well, you know, I'll just post that on Instagram and just let the listeners and my friends and family know that, you know, the podcast is just down for 2 weeks. Like, that literally was my thought. That clearly was, that was not what happened. And I probably should have said something, addressed it, or I don't know, maybe, or maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer here is. But I just focused on the book and just kind of let the podcast stew and just sit and you know, not focus on it, because, like I said, the book ended up taking a lot more focus than I had anticipated, which is fine. Again, lesson learned. I'm not complaining. This is me sharing my experience and saying that, you know, I'm humbled by what happened. I'm laughing now. I was freaking out before, but I've been able to step away and come back. And so I'm happy to be, I still have lots of topics. I still have many things I want to discuss. I've got lots of guests lined up. The summer is going to be very light, in the sense that I'm not going to be trying to read a book a week and having a guest a week the summer. So that was another thing. And again, I set all of these goals for myself. I set these schedules for myself. This was the pattern that I had created. So I was reading a book a week from independent authors, and having them, you know, come to the show and line up. And so I literally was doing a guest a week, which is fine. So I did that for quite some time, and it was working. I have, you know, no issue doing that. But what I decided to do is maybe I should ease up a little bit on trying to, again, I want this to be like the show should be fun for myself, first and foremost, number one. Because if it's not fun for me, it's not gonna come across as fun for you. You will be able to hear it in my voice. It will sound like work. I'm not going to have the connection with you. And that, to me, is doing a disservice to both of us. So I guess you could call this the honesty episode. I'm actually gonna write that down. So this is the honesty episode. And this is me conveying that there was so much work going on behind the scenes, and I don't want to call it there. So there's like frenetic energy, and then there's like positive energy, and it wasn't frenetic because everything I do, I try to do with purpose. I want to make sure there's a reason behind what I'm doing and where I'm going and why I do these things. So this So taking a break from the podcast kind of actually helped reset doing some of those things. And that is actually going to tie into next week's episode, which is finding my why, losing my why, and then returning back to my why. So this week's episode is not about that. This week's episode is to say, hello, I'm back. Things are back on schedule. Things got kind of crazy, and I apologize for not sharing anything or even doing like a 5-minute episode saying, hey, I'm still here. Things are happening in the background. I just kind of turned it into like this big black hole. Well, not really a black hole, because that means things like go into the... Basically, it was just a wall, a big blank wall, but I didn't put a poster up to say what was happening. I didn't announce anything. So for that, I do apologize. And again, it was this is an excuse or a reason or why you should let me off the hook for it. But my naivete, I just thought I'd be gone for 2 weeks because I would be able to come back and announce the book launch and share all of these things. And that didn't happen. So this is me saying, moving forward, if things happen in the background, and instead of just letting them hang, letting you hang, and not share what's going on, I should at least do a 5-minute episode to say, hello, I'm still here, this is what's happening, and I will be back, hopefully next week, something along those lines. So this is me saying thank you for listening and waiting and being patient and sticking around, and from the bottom of my heart, I'm gonna try not to cry right now, because I don't want to get this is not supposed to be an emotional thing where I get sad. This is the honesty episode where I say thank you for listening. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for not leaving and just disappearing from me like I did. So thank you for being here, and to say thank you for helping me make those connections and to tell others about this show and what this show's purpose is, and that is to connect people. That's why this is my virtual coffee spot. This is where I sit and drink coffee, which I'm actually going to take a sip of because I need some coffee right now. So I apologize for this little pause. Oh, I needed that. So, in summary, in wrapping this episode up, I am saying thank you for sticking around. Thank you for being part of this experience. I have, like I said, the book launch, so I will talk about the book launch in detail in a future episode. I will talk about the upcoming guests. I'm going to stop gatekeeping, is basically what's happening. I feel like I need some more water. Sorry about that. So instead of not sharing who the upcoming guests are, instead of not sharing what's happening in the background or where things are going or what I'm doing, this is me saying, again, this is the honesty episode, this is me saying I'm going to keep you more updated, I'm going to keep you more in the loop, I'm going to share more what's happening in the background, and I have so many topics, I have so many things I want to talk about, and so many things I want to share with you, and this is the comeback episode, if you will, to share all of those wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things and talk more about the book, talk more about the podcast award, and talk more about guests and finding my why and losing my why and then finding it again. So this is me wrapping up saying thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here, for being part of this experience, for hanging out with me. I couldn't do it without you, the listeners, the unicornos, my friends and family. And I have a couple of shout outs because I have a couple of Patreon subscribers and a podcast subscriber. So this little last tidbit is for you, my roaster level Patreons. That would be Angela. She was also my first guest, and she's been one of my biggest supporters, and she's a fellow unicorn, and she has been helping me make some of my dreams come true. So Angela, thank you for listening, thank you for supporting, thank you for being just a great source of inspiration to help me keep doing what I'm doing. So thank you. And then there's Jojo, you, my brother. Jojo helped bring me back from the dead. I spent 5 weeks in Rome with my buddy Jojo. And so in my book, there's a whole section on Rome and our exploits and the crazy things that we did. So if you want to know more about Jojo, my twin brother from another mother, it's all in the book, and he helped me come back from the dead. I was a widow, I had just become a widow, and my life was, and he helped me see that life is actually worth living, and here I am on the podcast sharing these stories. So Jojo, my brother, thank you so much for being a roaster level Patreon subscriber. And then there's Mike D, my man, VIP Mike D. And then Tanya, Dolce Shortbread, I love you, sister. Thank you so much for buying the book. And I could probably make a whole episode on just shout outs to everybody. So I'm going to wrap it up right now and say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. There's lots of ways to subscribe. There's lots of ways to support the show. And I'll go into details about that. Like I said, I've got lots of things to talk about, lots of things to share. And this is me coming back in the honesty episode saying thank you for your patience and your love and your support. And I'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, go forth and be magical.